And good morning. It's 11 o'clock. Glad to have you along listening this morning to Red River Radio. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager of Red River Radio. And it's time for, yes, unbelievably, an arts spotlight. It has been a while, quite a while arts organizations all through our region are trying to figure out, you know, what do we do? What is going on? We have no convenient way to perform in our usual live venues, but we still want to get what we're doing out there, and a lot of stuff coming up online, and that's going to be true this Sunday. Joining me via Zoom, the familiar socially distanced communication software, Gregory Kallenberg. And Greg, hey, it's great to I can actually see you and hear you. Great to see you.
Hey, it is fantastic to be here with you, Kermit Poling.
And let me just ask you first, because we've been talking about this for so long over the years. You started the Louisiana Film Prize in what year?
It was started in 2012, which is it's so crazy to think that it would that next year it will be our unofficial sort of official 10th year for the prize.
And it has grown into so much more than just about film. You have food prizes and music prizes. Actually, you can list them.
It's a lot of prizes. You know, like our goal with the Prize Foundation is to nurture, transform, and activate creative entrepreneurs. And when you look at the basket of creative entrepreneurs that are out there, I mean, we have the Film Prize, we have the Music Prize, we have the Food Prize, we have a Startup Prize, we have Film Prize Junior, which is a high school version of Film Prize, which is incredibly, amazing. And then this year we're adding Comedy Prize and bringing back Fashion Prize.
And you have a foundation, of course, that supports that, the Film Prize Foundation. Coming up on Sunday, you have an event that is in support of the foundation and all of this that is all part of this umbrella organization. And it is a virtual concert, which is new territory for you as well.
Well, you know, what I love about this, Kermit, is you made it sound so official. We do what we always do.
It is official.
We are having fun, whether we're doing it out there in the streets or we're doing it online.
Yeah,
yes, we are having an online music festival and fundraiser. And in true prize fashion, it is called Prize Palooza.
Mm-hmm. And it is a multi-artist event. It's a whole lineup of performers that will be a part of this. Now, how are you going to do this? Is everybody going to be in different locations, all essentially doing this, zooming in and performing?
So we're doing this as live and pre-recorded. What's so interesting about the artists that are participating for Prize Palooza, and that's this Sunday, it starts at 5. It'll be streamed on our Prize Fest page on Facebook and also on youtube.com/prizecast. Mm-hmm. What's incredible about these artists is they're from all over the nation, but the thing that brings them all together is their love of Shreveport, the fact that they have a Shreveport connection, or the fact that they play Prize Fest. And we didn't have to do much cajoling to get these people to play. They have a real love for the city, they have a real love for the prize, and they can't wait to perform for the crowd out there.
Well, you're talking about musicians from all over the nation, but there are some very, very familiar names to the region right here. And of course, off the top of my head, A.J. Haynes and of course, Kenny Wayne Shepherd are the two immediate ones. The variety of music, because you have Reverend Blade on there as well.
Yes, well, you know, Reverend Brett Blade is going to be kicking us off, and I guarantee the man is going to be raising the roof. So we're starting with a little gospel, and you're right, A.J. Haynes is going to be doing what she does, which is just inspire and bring the light. You have Kenny Wayne Shepherd, who is kind enough to be a part of this too. But, you know, I mean, I said it's national. It's actually international. The Bayou Punks with Brady Blade is actually from Sweden in Stockholm, and they're going to be playing also. So it's a global effort to really bring some light and some joy and some positivity to the world that we live in, and to really put Shreveport on the pedestal it deserves to be on.
Well, I love that. And also that with everything that's going on, we have an opportunity to really celebrate all types of great music and the great work that that you do in the arts community here, that it's not something that can, that should or can be forgotten, that all of this is still there. It's all vital. It's a part of our lives. And if we can't go see it in person in a single location, you can certainly go online and watch it. And, you know, in a way, you know, you can lay back, you know, eat your popcorn, drink your wine, whatever it is you're going to do at home, or, you know, if you happen to be working Sunday evening, I guess, at the office. But have a great time enjoying a mixture of live and recorded music that is unmatched. There's nothing quite like this going on right now. Everybody's kind of doing their own separate little things, but this is a collaborative event.
It's, you know, this is a online music festival that has national importance, and that's what we like to do at the Prize. Is we like to do things big and bawdy. And the beautiful thing about it is that, you know, on Sunday at 5 p.m., if you want to dress up in your yoga pants or just stay in your pajamas and dance in your living room, you know, more power to you. I mean, this thing is about bringing us together. It's about bringing a bit of light and positivity in a dark time and letting us all enjoy something together. I mean, you know, again, I mean, Prizepalooza is about joy and love. And really, we want everyone to participate. You know, we'd love a few dollars from people and for people to donate. But most of all, we want people to enjoy that moment. And I got to tell you, when you hear these musicians talk about why they're playing at Prizepalooza, there is no way that you can't be infected by that joy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Talk a little bit about the rest of the lineup. We mentioned just a few names.
Again, when you look at the lineup, and again, it's the connections that are super interesting and energizing and inspiring to me. I mean, when you look at Shiny Ribs, that's Kev Russell out of Austin, Texas. He is an incredibly amazing guy, and he, you know, used to play here in a band called the Picket Line Coyotes. And for those Picket Line Coyotes fans, they are going to be playing a Picket Line Coyotes song, I'm told, or he is. We'll talk about Shreveport, and he'll talk about this place that he's from. Also, the artist collective, Lumpy Grits. Lumpy Grits is going to be performing some beautiful songs and a cover that everyone's going to find incredibly, they'll know exactly what it is, and it's going to brighten everyone's day. Papa Molly from New Orleans is going to be coming and singing some of his swamp funk stuff. Of course, some people remember him from the Killer Bees way back when. Mm-hmm. Air Park, that's a band out of Nashville. They have a song called Devotion that the kids are loving these days, but you know, they're performing it for us, you know, on Sunday. And I got to tell you that, again, when you hear these people's stories and why they are participating, I think it's going to really get people thinking differently about the time that they're in and the city that they're in. I mean, this is a beautiful, wonderful, bright, creative town. And sometimes we forget it in these times during, you know, a pandemic.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, at the end of the day, you will not forget how awesome Shreveport is by the time you get into and to the end of Prizepalooza, no doubt.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit. Of course, this supports ultimately Prize Fest and events that happen later in the year as well. With everything going on, what are the changes related to the Prize Fest this year?
Well, you know, I mean, again, you know, we're looking at it just the way that everyone else is looking at it, but we're still tracking to put on a Prize Fest. And we're doing this, I want to be real clear about it, in the safest, most fun way we can enjoy each other's company in this time that we live in. For those who don't feel comfortable being around others, even in a socially distanced manner, or they don't want to be in public, where, you know, everything that we do at Prize Fest this year will be streamed, so you'll be able to enjoy it from your home. I mean, you know, look at Prizepalooza as the appetizer for what will be the glorious meal that is Prize Fest. But you know, for us, you know, we are working very hard right now with venues. We're working very hard with medical professionals who are helping us sort of figure this out as we go along. I mean, you know, I can't tell you exactly what it'll be because it seems to change week to week,
yeah,
day to
no
day,
way
hour to hour.
To pin
but
it down
at
exactly.
The end of the day, we want to have Prize Fest. We want to check that box. And there's just too much going on right now that we can't at least try to bring a little fun into the world.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely great. The Prizepalooza Sunday, all right, starts at 5 o'clock. Expect it to run about how long?
It is, you know, again, you know, what was interesting was when I first sort of posed the idea to the group, I only had about three artists. So it was one of those things where it was going to be very quick. It was going to start at 5 and probably end at 5:45, you know. And what's been amazing is we kind of put out a call and now we're up to 9 artists. We have our fingers crossed for a very special celebrity artist that's going to be hopefully coming into the mix. We'll find out today. But we expect to, you know, it's going to be about three and a half hours of just a lot of fun. We'll have a schedule out today. Again, Reverend Blades could be kicking things off and then who the hell knows? I mean, it's one of those things where the idea is to have a lot of fun for us dance in our living rooms, to be one entity all together for one afternoon. But, you know, again, it's you know, you got to be in for the long haul. Like you said, you got to have that popcorn, have those energy bars ready, you know, maybe a little mimosa action. But definitely be a part of this because it's going to be a blast.
So to watch this, you can go either on Facebook or on YouTube. So the Facebook location, Facebook.com, obviously, but the it's LA Prize Fest, right?
Right. It's LA. So Facebook.com/LA Prize Fest.
All right.
And then YouTube is YouTube.com/PrizeCast. One word, PrizeCast, which is the name of the show that we've been doing. The show is free, you know, so, you know, please just show up and be a part of it. We're suggesting a donation of $10. But if you don't have $10, these are rough times for some people. We just want to bring some joy.
Let me ask then, if so it's free, no one has to pay anything. If someone does want to make that suggested donation or any other way, is there some mechanism for them to be able to do that?
Yeah. On the day of the event, we will have a donate button on the Facebook page. Hmm. We also have a text to donate. For anybody out there, I'm gonna feel like you here, Kermit. I'm gonna like just, and you know, again, I don't have the fancy Red River Radio tumblers, but I will tell you that if you text to this number, and the number is 318-421-3336, and if you text the word prize to 318-421-3336, you can donate right now to Prizepalooza. And let me tell you, there, you know, we're also we're donating 10% back to public radio, because I got to tell you, Kermit, what you guys do is so important to this community, and we love working with you. And again, this is, you know, when you're donating to the Prize Foundation, but also to public radio, because again, having you guys on board with us and letting us have these type of opportunities is the way we connect these days.
Well, we are very appreciative of that, Greg, as for what you've put together here, because it sounds like it's going to be just an incredible event. And we are in need. We are in a need of events like this, that we can sit down and know that we've got artists in our community that are a part of this community that are reaching out in new ways, but that you can still be a part of this as an audience member, as a participant, from the comfort of your home or wherever you are. I mean, this part of the world has changed. I suspect the symphonic world, of which I'm much more familiar with, is likely to start doing more stuff that streams. And of course, there have been orchestras that have done that as well. There's at least one orchestra that we're talking about this morning on Performance Today that did an entire concert for an empty hall, but did it just streaming because it was part of their season. They wanted to finish it out. So we're in a new world with all of this stuff, and we certainly are really happy to be able to help you get the word out about this as part of our spotlights, that and whatever else is coming up for Prize Fest this year.
Well, we love it. You know, again, I think it's incredibly important. In these times, even beyond sort of the staying at home and doing the interesting, innovative stuff that people are doing through the internet, we have to support our creative entrepreneurs. We have to support the people that really make life interesting. You know, those filmmakers, those musicians, those chefs, those high school filmmakers, the entrepreneurs, the comedians, the fashion designers. That's what makes this world multifaceted. And that's what the Prize Foundation's about. That's what River Radio's about. And again, support of all of these efforts is incredibly important, especially during these precarious times.
So the once again, Prizepalooza starting Sunday at 5 o'clock, running till whenever. But it's a great lineup of I think you said 9 different performing groups that are part of this, and so it should be a wonderful evening. You can get there via facebook.com/LA Prize Fest or on YouTube at PrizeCast. And Gregory Kallenberg's been my guest, who founded the Louisiana Film Prize, and all of these, the guiding force behind all of it. It's a pleasure to have you on the air. And anything you want to add before we get back to some music?
Well, you know, I want to end this the way that I like to end everything, which is Viva La Red River Radio. I mean, you guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much for having me on. I hope everyone can join us for Prizepalooza this Sunday at 5.
All right. Thank you so much, Greg. And if you're with an organization and you have an event coming up you'd like to be featured, and especially in this day and age, even if it's on social media, let us know. And you could be featured on a future spotlight here on Red River Radio. Give us a call at 800-552-8502. All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.